Hey there, beautiful people. Welcome back to the Anxious and Depressed Club, your daily dose of real talk about navigating life's ups and downs. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let me tell you, today's topic is something I've wrestled with for years, embracing vulnerability and imperfection. Because let's face it, who wants to be perfect all the time? It's exhausting. And frankly, a little bit boring, right? Think about it. Haven't we all been caught in that trap of striving for this unattainable ideal, hiding our flaws, and pretending everything's picture perfect? We compare ourselves to others online, edit our photos, and craft carefully curated versions of ourselves. But guess what? That constant pressure to be flawless is a recipe for anxiety and unhappiness. So today, we're ditching the facade and diving headfirst into the beautiful mist that is being human. Here's the thing. Vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to show up authentically, to let people see your scars, your insecurities, and your messy realness. When we embrace vulnerability, we open ourselves up to deeper connections, more meaningful relationships, and a sense of belonging that comes from knowing we're not alone in our struggles. Remember those high school plays where everyone tried so hard to be the star? It was all about perfection, right? And then there were those actors who took risks, embraced their flaws, and made us laugh even when they stumbled on stage. Those are the performers who truly resonated with us because they felt real. They reminded us that it's okay to not be perfect. In fact, it's what makes us human. Think about your favorite comedians. What makes them so funny? It's often their ability to laugh at themselves, to poke fun at their imperfections, and share their experiences with honesty and vulnerability. They remind us that life is a journey, not a destination, and we don't have to take ourselves too seriously along the way. Here's another key takeaway. Perfectionism is the enemy of progress. When we strive for unattainable standards, we set ourselves up for disappointment and fear of failure. But what if we shifted our mindset? What if we embraced the idea that mistakes are opportunities for learning and growth? What if we celebrated our efforts instead of focusing solely on the outcome? Think about the time when you were afraid to take a risk because you didn't want to make a mistake. Maybe it was a creative project, a new job opportunity, or even just asking someone out on a date. Can you imagine how much richer your life would be if you had embraced that fear and taken the leap anyway? So, how do we actually start embracing vulnerability and imperfection? It's a journey, not a destination, but here are a few practical tips. Start small. You don't have to bare your soul on day one. Try sharing something small with someone you trust via a struggle or even just a silly story about a time you messed up. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Challenge your negative thoughts. When those critical voices in your head start whispering, stop and ask yourself, is this thought really true? Is it helpful? Would I say this to a friend? Celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledge your accomplishments and give yourself credit for the effort you put in, even if things don't always go perfectly. Let me tell you a story about my friend Sarah. She's incredibly talented. She can play the piano like a goddess and write poetry that makes you cry. But for years, she was terrified to share her work with anyone because she was afraid of criticism. One day, I convinced her to perform at an open mic night. She was shaking like a leaf, but when she started playing and singing, something magical happened. The audience was captivated by her raw talent and vulnerability. After her performance, people came up to her telling her how touched they were by her music. Sarah realized that it wasn't about perfection, it was about sharing her gift with the world, imperfections and all. And you know what? That one experience changed everything for her. She started performing more often, sharing her work with others, and building a community of people who appreciated her authenticity. Remember, vulnerability isn't about being weak, it's about showing up as your true self, imperfections and all. It's about embracing the messy, beautiful journey of life and connecting with others on a deeper level. So let's ditch the pressure to be perfect, embrace our flaws, and show the world the real us. You're not alone in this. We're all in this together. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on vulnerability in the comments below. What are your biggest challenges? What small steps are you taking to embrace imperfection? And don't forget to subscribe to the Anxious and Depressed Club so you never miss an episode. See you tomorrow for another dose of real talk.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.